Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm telling you, science. It's science. The virus knows exactly. Well, in North Carolina here, the movie theaters can only be at what? What are the movie? Can we open movie theaters now in North Carolina?
Yeah, they can be open to, let's see here. I'm looking at bars, conference centers, sports arenas, live venues, 50%.
50%.
Restaurants, breweries, amusement parks, gyms, and pools, 75% indoors and 100% outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you're a drive-in movie theater, you can probably be 100%. But then you'd be in a car anyway.
But the virus knows that.
Yeah.
The virus goes, uh-oh, better not get in a car. We're in North Carolina.
Science.
Now, since we were on the air, Governor McMaster says, on the heels of Governor Cooper's announcement that anyone 16-plus can get the vaccine on April 7th, McMaster announced later on Friday that anybody older than 16 and up, can get the vaccinated starting March 31st, which is 2 days away. So this week, Wednesday.
And I think there's still confusion about the vaccine. I'm still confused. I by the way, I got my first shot.
This weekend?
No, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've still got 2 weeks to go until I get my second shot.
Right. Yeah, I knew that. I was thinking you meant second shot.
Most of my family has gotten their shots, my brothers and sisters. They're older than I am. And I keep getting confused, and see if you're confused. Does the shot prohibit you from getting the virus, or does the shot lessen your risk of getting the virus, or does the shot lessen your risk if you get the virus, then there's most likely it won't be as harmful to you because you have the shot? Or is it all three? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wish I still
because
had
we had a, I had a brunch with my brother and his kids yesterday, and we were all debating that. And you know, these are smart people. These are people who have gone to MBA school and everything, and we're all going, okay, does it stop you from getting the virus, or does it at least lessen your risk of getting the virus, like a flu shot? Or does it really not lessen your risk of getting the virus, but when you get the virus, the impact will be minimal?
And then there is the aspect of...
You don't have an answer either, and you're a smart guy. I've often talked about, off the air, how smart you are. Not on the air, but off the air.
Never says it on the air.
No, of course not.
By the way, the off the air show is great. The podcast, you got to check it out. But you're also hearing about people, more and more cases where people are, in the case of the two dose vaccines, getting the first vaccine and then not coming back for the second one.
Wow.
Which seems
Well, I was told when I got the first vaccine that I'm about 80% covered.
Well, and 80% sounds pretty good, so I think that's why some of these people aren't coming back to complete the process.
So I come back Easter weekend. I think I've got another week to take this. I'm doing it at a drugstore.
Yeah.
And they called me up and says several people didn't show up. I had my name on a list. They called me up. I immediately went out there and got the shot. I did not feel any side effects whatsoever.
When you went to the drugstore, I wondered about this because I haven't really heard anybody say. Mm-hmm. When you go to the drugstore and you have to make an appointment wherever you go. When you went there, was there any kind of line or backup?
About four people.
Okay, so that's
not
bad.
And they had a little corner area. You had to wear your mask, of course. And then they took you to another room to get the shot. And then after the shot, you had to wait 15 minutes before you left. Now, my wife went off Independence Boulevard. I drove her up to Independence, and there's like an old warehouse or something there, an old store of something that shut down, like an old Zayers or Kmart or something that's been converted.
Sky City.
And she went in, and she also had to wait 15 minutes afterwards, and I just waited in the parking lot.
Richway.
And there didn't seem to be much of a line out there off of Independence Boulevard, too.
Yeah.
So, but I recommend the shot.
Brindles.
I strongly recommend the shot because...
And here's what I can tell you based on your questions, okay? Uh-huh. It typically takes a few weeks for the body to build immunity. That's protection against the virus that causes COVID-19 after vaccination. That means it's possible a person could be infected with the virus that causes COVID just before or just after vaccination and still get sick.
Okay.
What else can I tell you? People can still catch coronavirus more than 2 weeks after the second dose, but being fully vaccinated limits severe illness.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point earlier about you know, once you've already been vaccinated, does it curtail how badly you'd feel effects if you contracted it? And then this one here, can you still spread COVID after the vaccine? Many more people need to be vaccinated before we get to that herd immunity you hear so much about. Until that happens, you can still pass the virus to others, even if you are fully vaccinated. So you can be a carrier, not feeling effects, not able to contract it, but you can give it to someone else, apparently.
That's about what I said, isn't it? I said the three things. That's why it's a little confusing, because while we're getting the vaccine, all of a sudden the politicians are going, well, let's loosen up standards and procedures and things of this nature. And they don't really tell us why they're doing that. Is it to flatten the curve? Is it because we're getting the shot? Is it because the numbers are lessened? Or is it all three? Because initially, why we shut down the economy, according to all politicians that had made these announcements, including our governor and county health director, was to flatten the curve. But then it started changing due to numbers and people getting it and the spread. Now they're relaxing it because of the shot. They are not mentioning the word herd
immunity.
Immunity.
Yeah.
Governor has not mentioned that word, I recall, in a press conference. And there's some debate among Fauci on what percentage of us need to either have been affected or have the shot to have the herd immunity.
And there's also this idea they're considering. New York has instituted this, but this idea of having a vaccine passport. In other words, proof that you got the vaccine if you did, and they will let you in certain venues only if you can provide that official documentation.
And that's becoming quite controversial, because it's like, well, wait a minute, where's my privacy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's medical privacy laws that we must follow, and some would say it's not your right to ask me whether I've had this shot or that shot and ID'd by it. So you have a privacy issue on this. And then if you haven't got the shot, maybe because of health reasons or religious reasons or whatever, does that mean you can't get in on a plane or into a restaurant? I suppose the private sector, boy, you could have a constitutional issue here. If the government says that, that could be one constitutional issue. If a employer says that or a retail establishment says that, that could be another constitutional issue regarding having to show a form or an ID that you've had the shot. I went to a wedding this weekend, and the wedding party said you either have to have the virus checked on the Wednesday before the meeting, go get a virus test, or you have to show that you've had a shot.
What about and sometimes people will accept antibody tests if you can provide documentation that somewhere along the line you had COVID and now you have the antibodies for it. That will now fight it, because that lasts for about 6 months.
And then there are issues of maybe you had the first shot but not the second shot, or there is why did I have to guess that? There's a special asterisk on that ID, which is, have you been around Andrew Cuomo in the past 20 years? If so, you need additional test.
Like an airline boarding pass, people will be able to prove their health status with a digital QR code.
And if you're Andrew Cuomo, there has to be a seat between you and Andrew Cuomo, an open seat. Nothing to do with the virus.
So I have to tell you what happened.
Yeah, what happened to you?
So I'm in a store, okay, and you and I were talking in the last segment about when you have the vaccination, what does that mean you can and can't do?
Mm-hmm. And we've clarified that.
We clarified.
Or we've confused people even more.
According to our information, you still can pass the virus on, even if you've been vaccinated, to someone who hasn't been vaccinated. So,
but
I'm in a store.
I'm recommending the vaccine.
Of course, so I am I. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm hoping to get it soon. I was in a store yesterday, and these stores still have, there's still a mask mandate, so you have to wear masks inside the store. So I go in, and I'm standing in line, and they have the little things on the floor where you're 6 feet apart from people. I'm waiting in line, and then next to me is like a, the other aisle. So there's something between me and the next person, but really they're about as far as you and I.
It's the candy bars and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the magazines.
So a lady comes down the next aisle, and I can see her, and she can see me, and she sees a guy at the photo counter or something, and they realize they know each other. Hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in so long. And then they walk up to each other, all while about 6-7 feet away from me, and they take their masks off to talk to each other in the store.
Because you can't catch it if you're friends. You didn't know
I guess
that?
Not.
If you're friends, long-lost friends, or lovers, or companions, you can't catch it. We tend to be more comfortable around our friends.
But with no thought to the people in close proximity to them, you know, what are we? Maybe they had the vaccine. I don't know. But this goes to that other thing where
I think we know why you're really upset because they didn't recognize Bo Thompson.
Oh, stop it! Don't even.
Isn't that right, John?
Well,
they didn't go. Do you not know who I am?
Stop.
See, I would have pulled that out. Do you not know who I am?